Om Shri Sai Ram. We, the postgraduate students of Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, offer ourselves at the divine lotus feet of our dearest Lord. We extend our heartfelt greetings to one and all on this holy and joyous occasion of Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of fasting and penance of the month of Ramzan. To one and all seated here, we wish Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak, Rahim Bhai.
Aapko bhi.
Today is the end of your fast, right? I hope I am in time for the feast that you have offered.
Well, today is indeed the last day of our fasting. And you are just in time for our namaz.
You know, Rahim Bhai, I have often wondered how denying our body of its needs helps us grow spiritually.
Well, that's a very interesting question. Before I tell you anything else, first let us see how the word Ramadan came into existence. Ramadan has its etymology in Arabic as Ramida or Ar-Ramad, which means intense scorching heat and dryness. At the physical level, it is the fire of hunger and thirst that ravages the body, while spiritually it signifies the taking in of Allah by the soul and the heart, just like this dry ground absorbs the scorches of the sun.
Arey Shahid, Eid Mubarak. But Rahim Bhai, you have not cleared my doubt yet.
Doubt? What is going on here?
Well, Hemanji wants to know the significance of Ramadan.
Oh, I'm just in time for a very interesting discussion.
So Hemanji, what I was telling till now is only the connotation attached with the word Ramadan. Every religion has certain common practices in which the body is not allowed few things like the basic needs during a specific period of time. Sometimes it's very rigorous. For example, you remember last year you had invited me to your place for Shivratri?
Yes, yes.
And I clearly remember that you fasted all day and night and contemplated on God. Now, one may ask, what is the use of all this? What is the principle behind it? Well, I would say it's very simple. It's only when you turn away from your senses that you turn towards God.
Wah, kya baat hai. Very well said, Rahim Bhai. In fact, the main principle behind Ramadan is the control of one's mind.
Yes, Rahim Bhai, that was very revealing to me also. But Bhai, why don't you tell me the history of Ramzan? I mean, how is it connected to Prophet Muhammad's life?
Shahid, you are good at history. And Hemanji, let me tell you, he is well versed in the Quran. Why don't you explain?
Yes, Shahid. Go on.
Alright. Ramadan, as you know, is not a festival. It is the ninth month in the lunar calendar after the month of Shaban. After the first sighting of the new moon, all the Muslims shall fast for 30 days and pray to Allah for their purification and for His mercy. The practice of Ramadan has been instituted as one of the five pillars of Islam. In fact, the chapter 2, Revelation 1:85 declares, the month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran. A practice very, very sacred. A practice very, very true.
Bhaijaan, azan de rahe hai. Namaz ka waqt ho gaya hai. Chalo chalte hai. Chalo.
ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اهل سيدنا شفينا حبيبنا وسندنا وسيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام ربنا حينا بالسلام وأدخلنا دار السلام ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير ربنا اتم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
وعليكم السلام أحمد بھائی Ahmed bhai, festivals as I know them will be for 1 day, 2 days, or maybe celebrated for 10 days. But don't you think 1 month is too long?
Heman bhai, I think you chant Omkaram for 21 times.
Yes.
And you chant Lord's name for 108 times and even 1008 times.
Yes, but...
Exactly. The purpose of Ramadan is the very same. It is a penance which we undertake to make a habit for life and engrave it into our character. After all, Heman Bhai, our character is an aggregate of all our habits, isn't it?
Are you intending to tell me that you wish to make fasting a part of your life?
No, Heman, no. Fasting is only the external half of the penance of Ramzan. The real penance happens within. And I think you are aware of the crescent and star of Islam.
Yes, I have heard of them.
And I presume you know its significance?
Well, not exactly.
Ahmadji, why don't you explain?
Surely. It says that we too must be like the star that never wavers and is constantly fixed on the crescent.
Like the star, Hemant, our mind should always have one-pointed focus.
But Bhaijan, are you not limiting the multitasking capability of mind by just fixing it on one thing?
No, Hemant. That is a different way of looking at things. Let me give you an example. Imagine a screen on which you wish to project an image. Now suppose you project 10 different images at once. What will the result be?
What else? Confusion.
Exactly. However, if you project just one image at a time, you will be able to look at it clearly. Now, Hemant, your mind is like that screen and your thoughts are the projections.
So, you wish to keep the mind focused by concentrating on food?
Not exactly. Hemant Bhai, are you fond of gulab jamuns?
Oh yes, Bhai, very fond of them.
Yusuf, get some gulab jamuns for our Hemantji.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, Ahmed Bhai.
Here.
Wow, very delicious, Bhai.
Have one more.
Okay. Irfan Bhai.
No, Hemant. These are specially for you.
I can't have all of these.
No problem. Have how many ever you can.
Fine.
One more? Surely you can have one more.
Bhai, you are tempting me too much. Okay, one last one.
I think you can manage one more, Hemantji.
No, Bhai. One more, I'll start detesting gulab jamun for life.
Exactly. That's the point I want to make. Did you see the futility of focusing our mind on these worldly objects? This mind can be focused on these worldly objects until it starts developing distaste and repulsion towards them.
Hemant, our mind is like a bee which wavers and wanders from one place to another. Only the flower of thought of Allah that encloses the bee that rests on it can give peace to it.
Yes. Only God can capture mind and keep one-pointed concentration in it. But Bhaijan, why fasting? I mean, doesn't fasting disturb you all and cause a lot of distractions?
Hemant, let me narrate to you a story that our Quran tells us. Once, a king announced a cash prize to the one who would paint the best picture on peace. One artist got a strikingly beautiful picture depicting a flawless green landscape beneath a clear blue sky.
Wow, that sounds perfect. Clearly, it should have been the winner.
No, Hemant. Interestingly, it is said that it got the second place.
Second place? Who then was the winner?
A painting depicting a thunderous storm on a turbulent sea.
What?
Yes. However, on the shores of the sea, there was a tree, and perched on that tree was a dove, calm, serene, unperturbed. It was engrossed in a world of its own and was mindless of the raging storm around it. Now that, my dear Hemant, is real peace.
Thus, Hemant Bhai, Ramadan is the time of the year when the mind, in the midst of fasting, must transcend this gross aspect and concentrate on Allah for a period of 1 month rigorously.
1 month? 1 month must be very difficult for you, right?
No, Hemant. It is not as difficult as you think. It is our duty only to take the first step, and the rest Allah will take care and guide us forward. Let us listen to the song glorifying our guide Allah, who is also called as Rehnuma.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Khushamadi. दुनिया के जाल में फंसा इंसान खुद को भूल गया, जन्नत की खोज में जाकर वो अंधेरे में डूब गया. इस अंधियारे में बंदे तेरा एक ही है बसेरा, अल्लाह है नूर, अल्लाह है रहमत, अल्लाह ही सवेरा, अल्लाह ही सहारा, अल्लाह है सहारा.
वाह वाह, दैट इज ए ब्यूटिफुल थॉट. यू नो भाई, ए थॉट हैज जस्ट अकर्ड टू मी. योर रिलीजन हैज मेड
the path to realization so simple for you. You see, 1 month of rigorous fast.
Arre Hemant, though our Allah is called Ar-Rahman, the all-compassionate one, but still, He is Al-Khabir, a hard taskmaster. The fasting, or as we say, the Saum, is but one of the 5 pillars of Islam. As you see, Allah has prescribed 5 important tasks that each and every follower of Islam must adhere to. The first one being the Shahadat. The Shahadat is a declaration of faith where we profess that there is only one God, Allah, and the Prophet is His last messenger. That is why you hear us sing, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulallah. The second pillar is called the Salat or prayer. Every day we perform this prayer at 5 different times while facing the Kaaba in Makkah. The Fajr is the prayer performed before sunrise. The Zuhur is the prayer at midday. The Asr is the prayer in the late afternoon, while the Maghrib is the prayer at sunset. And finally, the Isha is the night prayer.
Bhaijaan, the Shahadat and Salat alone are not enough. We also need to observe the month-long fast of Ramadan, which culminates in a sumptuous feast and this lovely celebration. The fourth pillar is Hajj. Hajj is a pilgrimage that every able-bodied Muslim is obliged to undertake at least once in their lifetime. This journey to the holy city of Makkah symbolizes the one-heartedness that one need to go with.
Par bhai, today our brethren have forgotten the very purpose of this pilgrimage.
Yes, this has become a social journey. Allah koi ameer ya gareeb ko nahi janta. Wo sirf iman ko dekhta hai. Allah doesn't recognize the rich or the poor. He recognizes faith. Hajj, when performed without the feeling of self-sacrifice, has lost its purpose.
Bilkul sahi. In fact, the very roots of Islam have been based on love and surrender. That which has been given by Allah must be used to serve the society, be it daulat, shaurat or kismat. It must be used to serve our fellow beings. For remember, if we don't help our brothers in need, we are being ungrateful to Allah Himself. And so the fifth pillar of Islam is Zakat, the charity. Every Muslim should perform Zakat, for the happiness which lies in giving far surpasses the happiness otherwise. So we must help ever and hurt never.
Bhaijan, I understand that all these principles and philosophies are given to you by your ancestors. But you see, in today's life, aren't they too rigorous? I mean, the 5 prayers or the Zakat.
This seems to be a common problem. But I'm sure if you search, Allah will grant you those small opportunities where you can serve His fellow beings even in today's lives. Let me tell you a story of 2 boys.
Hey Faisal, look there, Rahim Chacha's basket. Come, let's take and hide it, like how we did the last time. And we can have a great fun.
I surely do remember we had a lot of fun last time. But Rafi, I'm not interested in it right now.
But why so?
I thought in this holy month of Ramzan, let not trouble the poor Rahim Chacha.
Okay.
But let me tell you one important thing. Yesterday evening, I was really very hungry. And you know, out of the blue, Shoaib Kaka came and gave me a few hot jalebis.
Jalebis?
Yes. I was really very happy. And I was really touched by this random act of charity. Rafi, why don't we try this? Do you have any money with you?
Yeah, sure I do.
Let us put it in Rahim Chacha's bag and then let's observe how he reacts.
Okay.
Money? Ya Allah, you are indeed the bestower of wealth. You are the protector of your children. For the past few months, I could not feed my hungry children. But you heard my prayer, Lord. You heard my prayer. Now, I can get food for my hungry children and also get my sick wife treated. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you.
Rafi, now tell me, which act was more satisfying? Whether hiding Chacha's bag the previous time or trying to help him a little?
Indeed, giving away money was more helpful. Faisal, I think so. Today, I'll take a resolution not to make fun of anybody and to serve everybody.
MashaAllah, that's a very good decision, Rafi. I'm also with you. I also take this resolution right now.
Faisal, I think so. Today we have realized the value of zakat.
Yes, Rafi, indeed, yes.
मोहताज है तेरे हम तेरे नाम के सहारे बेदम में आएगा दम परवरदिगार आलम परवरदिगार आलम मोहताज है तेरे हम तेरे नाम के सहारे बेदम में आएगा दम परवरदिगार आलम अल मदद अल मदद अल मदद अल मदद में एक रोज जान डाली आज उसके जिंदगी का हूँ तुझसे मैं सवाली जिसकी दुआ से मुझ में एक रोज जान डाली आज उसके जिंदगी का हूँ तुझ में मैं सवाली बंदा तेरा देखे जलवा परवरदिगारे आलम मोहताज है तेरे हम तेरे नाम के सहारे बेदम में आएगा दम परवरदिगारे आलम अल मदद अल मदद अल मदद अल मदद याद है जरा सी क्या ना जवाब देगा सबको सवाब देगा मुझको अजाब देगा पर याद है जरा सी क्या ना जवाब देगा सबको सवाब देगा मुझको अजाब देगा
क्या मेरी बंदगी में कोई कमी रही है गुस्ताख ना समझना ये बात जो वही है
Alibhai, what do you think is the most important virtue of a Muslim?
Faith. Faith in Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is everything for us. We are indeed blessed to be His devotees.
Oh, what a beautiful point you make, Ali. It is indeed essential to have faith in Allah. However, taking one step further, the end to this journey called life is the realization that I am God. This is echoed in the Islamic scriptures as Anal Haq, which means I am the truth.
And Salim, the essence of the phrase is beautifully seen in the story of Mansur, the great saint of Banaras, who lived during the 16th century.
As a young boy, Mansur had no interest in joining school and sought the truth of life. He proclaimed Anal Haq on the streets. The city dwellers thought he was a madcap. One day, he was taken to the royal court with a complaint that how can an illiterate urchin call himself God, while the scholars themselves didn't dare do so. The king at first tried explaining to Mansur in kind words the difference between God and man. He said that God was almighty, while man was an ignorant creature among his creations. To this Mansur smiled and said that he was convinced in his faith and nothing could deviate it. The perturbed king called the royal doctor to check whether Mansur had lost his sanity. But the results proved negative. Once again, Mansur smiled and told the king that he knew he was God. Why, even the king was God. Not only the king, but everybody in the world was God. This angered the king, and he ordered his soldiers to take Mansur to the ordeal room.
At first, the soldiers gored out the eyes of Mansur, and yet the chanting of Anal Haq did not stop. Then they chopped off the two hands of Mansur. Still, the chanting never ceased. And finally, with the order of the king, they severed the two legs of Mansur, and still he never stopped chanting Anal Haq. Anil Haq. Then, when King himself went to the room, he was shocked to see that every single drop of blood of Mansur chanted Anil Haq, Anil Haq. The king was sad. He reprimanded his scholars for misguiding him, and as a mark of respect and repentance, he built a dargah for Mansur, which even to this day be worshipped by thousands of his followers.
Irfan bhai, that is indeed a very touching story. The lesson from this is that God, if you think, God you become. Dust you think, then dust you become.
Yes, I agree with that. Even our scriptures say, Yad bhavam tad bhavati. As you think, so you become.
कजरा अंधेरा तेरी जाती लो कचरा मिला जो तेरा दरबर से ओ मौला Mala Kun Faya Kun Kun Faya Kun Kun Faya Kun Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Kun Faya Kun Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Faya Kun Tu hai mujh mein samaya kaha leke mujhe aaya main hu tujhe mein samaya tere peeche chala aaya tera hi main ek saaya
Welcome, Hemant. Welcome. Meet our revered Kazi Miyan Ji, who has bestowed upon all of us the spiritual wealth of our religion.
Beta, to gulab jamun pasand aaya kya? Haan, Miyan. Well, my friend, religion is not the taste of the gulab jamun which you savored. It's like the process of making the gulab jamun. Religion is not a destination. Religion is a path.
Path? What path?
Yes, Hemant. Religion is just a path, a roadway which leads man on his path to self-realization. Each and every individual is a spark aspiring to merge in the supreme consciousness from which he has come.
So, different religions are like different paths.
Exactly.
Which lead to their respective destinations.
Ya Allah, is pagle ko maaf kar dena. Ye to nadan hai. My friend, religion does not have different destinations. There is only one divine consciousness. And religion is just a guideline which makes us reach towards this divine consciousness.
But when there is only one destination, why is the world divided based on religion? I mean, what is the significance of all this religion and spirituality then?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. My friend, the world today is divided by people who don't understand and misinterpret the teachings of the religions. It is the people who have destroyed the religion and not the religion itself. Religion is a guideline which will lead us to divinity.
Hemant, let me put spirituality in as simple terms as possible. Have you ever been to Prashanti Nilayam?
Oh yes, I've been a lot of times.
Of course. This day,
Prashanthi Nilayam is the spiritual headquarters for all of mankind. And our dearest Bhagwan has put the highest of philosophies in the simplest of terms for each and every individual to understand. I am sure you would have come across the Sarvadharma Stupa there.
Are you referring to the cement structure beside Sai Baba's residence?
Exactly. Now, if you see the structure, it has three basic components. The base with all the religions and their teachings. And a pillar which leads up to a fully blossomed lotus on the top. Now, all that the man has to do is follow any one of these religions and then this shall lead him to the blossoming of his mind. This shall confer upon him peace and contentment.
We should be really grateful to Bhagwan who has taught the highest of truths in such simple language.
But our beloved Bhagwan is so gracious that he does not expect anything from us. All that he asks us is to show our love for each and every one of us, spread his message of love among all our brothers, and enjoy the peace within.
Yes, this day, let us all assemble at the Darbar, the Sai Darbar, which is the culmination of all religions, the destination of all our destinies.
जमाने में कहां टूटी हुई तस्वीर बनती है तेरे दरबार में बिगड़ी हुई तकदीर बनती है तारीफ तेरी निकली है दिल से आई है लब पे बनके कवाली शिरडी वाले साई बाबा आया है तेरे दर पे सवाली
शिरडी वाले साई बाबा आया है तेरे दर पे सवाली
लबे
साई बाबा आया है तेरे दर पे सवाली
साई देवा तेरे सब नाम लेवा
ओ मेरे साई देवा तेरे सब नाम लेवा
जुदा इंसान सारे सभी तुझको है प्यारे
सुने फरियाद सबकी तुम्हें है याद सबकी
बड़ा या कोई छोटा नहीं मायूस लौटा
अमीरों का सहारा गरीबों का गुजारा अमीरों का
है गुलशन सब फूल कांटे तू सबका माली
शिरडी वाले साई बाबा आया है तेरे दर पे सवाली
की शान तुझ में दिखे भगवान तुझमें,
खुदा की शान तुझमें, दिखे भगवान तुझमें।
तुझे सब मानते हैं, तेरा घर जानते हैं,
चले आते हैं दौड़े, जो खुश किस्मत है तोड़े।
ये हर राही की मंजिल, ये हर कश्ती का साहिल,
जिसे सबने निकाला उसे तूने संभाला, जिसे सबने निकाला उसे तूने संभाला।
तू बिछड़ों को मिलाए, तुझे दीपक जलाए,
तू बिछड़ों को मिलाए, तुझे दीपक जलाए, तू बिछड़ों को मिलाए, तुझे दीपक जलाए। ये गम की रातें, रातें ये काली, इनको बना दे ईद और दिवाली। शिरडी वाले साईं बाबा आया है तेरे दर पे सवाले,
yeah। धर्म प्रिय देवा सत्य साई देवा सत्य साई देवा लाई छु गुजर नानक लाई छु गुजर नानक महावीर तुम हो स्वराष्ट्र महावीर तुम हो राम भी तुम हो कृष्ण भी तुम हो राम भी तुम हो कृष्ण भी तुम हो
I'm sorry. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.